This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete. I want to win. I mean, I don't want to lie or cheat, but if it takes, I'm willing to do.
Replace everything with computer lady voice.
I can't. I mean, we want robo.
He's amazing. Amazing.
We want robo umps, don't we?
Robo radio shows.
Robo radio shows, the wave of the
future.
There
won't be any flubs.
No flubs.
Unless they're typed into the show.
Yeah. It's true.
Perfect radio. Thanks to the lady. This hour, Ben and Woods, brought to you by Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you. Ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platforms to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I got a tweet here, Benny. King Pouncey tweets in, 100% disagree with you, Woods. Attitude does reflect leadership. The guys have a good attitude. They really do. I think their attitude is fine. They're just not hitting. They're just not hitting with runners in scoring position. Jace isn't swinging the bats. Should he be throwing them more BP? Should he be flipping them soft toss more? I don't at this point, 20 games in or 19
Tommy
games
Pham's
in.
200 swings a day
yeah.
aren't enough in the cage? Maybe 250?
Listen, these guys are professionals. They're professionals, all of them. It's not like Jace is having to shepherd through a bunch of young kids. Yeah, there's some youngsters on the roster.
Sometimes the manager is at fault. If you're hearing guys say, I don't think he's using me right, I'm not being set up for success,
yeah.
If you hear a lot of sniping going on, you know, in the clubhouse back and forth, there could be some culture issues at play. I haven't seen any of that since Jay Stengler took over for the Padres. The culture seems to be a good one in San Diego right now for the baseball team. They're just not hitting, and because of that, they're not winning.
Right.
But hitting is hard, especially when you're facing as good of a pitching as the Padres have been facing.
Yeah, and again,
lately.
You know, if the manager, if the buck stops with the manager, if the buck stops there, right? Well, the pitching's been great. It's been great. Front, you know, almost damn near front to back. I mean, it's been great. Bullpen's been great. Starting pitching's been great.
Maybe that's all Larry Rothschild.
Right.
Except for the person who wanted to throw him out to the sea because of, I think, Adrian Morihone's Tommy John surgery. I'm not sure.
We're looking to blame someone because we don't want to blame our very injured shortstop right now. And I understand it. I don't either. He's a kid. You know, he's not healthy. And we don't want that to be the case.
Now, they won some games while he was on the injured
list. They were 5-1
They should be able to still win even if he's not producing. It's actually worse when he's in the lineup and not producing because, well, you know, that's been a black hole in the lineup. Now, I liked his at-bat yesterday. Pinch hit at-bat came in. I mean, it was quick. It was there, but, you know, took a nice compact swing, hit a hard ball between short and third, and had a base hit. And maybe that's what gets him going starting today. Should be back in the lineup. That lineup will probably be out in the next hour or so. If we don't have it for you, Coach John Quintero will. We'll get to more of your phone calls. I've also got a tweet disagreeing with me, Woods, so you don't feel left out.
I never feel left out.
We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. This tweet came in from Tyler. Said, usually don't, but strongly disagree with that Ben Higgins SD take. A lot of pot calling the kettle black and saying that Paddock isn't mentally tough enough, but then saying that Jace can be positive behind closed doors, but the fans and media are so fragile that we need them to hold guys' feet to the fire in a postgame presser. Both guys admitted that inning didn't go well and has to get better, but his stuff was better last night than it's been all season. All right, I don't think I said that Chris Paddock isn't mentally tough, but I did say that I didn't like the level of accountability that I heard from either him or the manager in the post-game Zoom news conference.
Yeah,
it was too glowing in a report after a 6-0 loss in which you gave up 5 runs in 1 inning. That's part of your job as a pitcher. It's not throwing 4 out of 5 good innings. Now, not every inning is going to be perfect, but you have to be able to get through the innings that aren't perfect and minimize the damage and keep your team into the game. If you don't do that, then the start is a failure. It's not a success.
No.
You can be throwing 115 miles an hour. If you lose 6-0, you give up 5 runs in an inning, it wasn't a successful start. I don't care how good your stuff was, how great your arm feels,
how encouraged
you are for the next start. Those can all be legit things. But last night wasn't great, guys. It wasn't great.
It's the guys that you see that say, I had the worst bullpen session of my life. My stuff really wasn't that good. My guys made plays behind me. We were able to gut it out. You know, the one error behind him, and one error should not lead to 5 runs. It just shouldn't. Every team makes errors. The snowball effect with Chris Paddock, it's real. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know how you curtail it. But it's real.
I thought he was really, really good.
It happens every time.
Is he getting closer? Maybe. Do I want to pull him immediately from the starting rotation? Maybe not.
How many more?
I might want to see a little bit more. I think he is getting a little closer.
Well,
but you can't just throw him out there 10 more times just to give up 4 or 5 runs in one of those innings every single time. It's costing the Padres baseball games.
It really is. Now, our boss, Adam, is in the house today. And he was walking by and I go, well, he's here. Like, why isn't he in the studio with us? Why aren't we doing bits with him right now? Good morning.
Is this thing on?
Probably doesn't work.
Oh, that one doesn't work.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, try the next one. No, sorry.
Try that one.
Is this thing on?
Oh, there you go. That sounds so good. There you go.
That sounds so good.
At least you're here.
And by good, I mean awful. It sounds terrible.
Long train cave from somewhere in the middle of a mountain.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I see Adam a lot on those post-game Zoom news conferences. He turns his camera on. I usually don't. I did yesterday.
Yeah, you're a camera-off guy.
I'm a camera-off guy. Adam's a camera-on guy.
The TV guy is a camera-off guy?
All right, there is a little bit of ego there. If I'm not dressed up for TV and I'm just T-shirt, hat, and stuff, I tend to keep the camera off because I don't want that image.
You're so vain.
Of me getting a little bit of vanity.
Oh, my God.
I like to show that I'm paying attention and engaged.
And he is. He's always engaged. And so dedicated, too.
You are very dedicated. I've gone to one of those one time for
you have?
5 minutes.
I heard you the other night. I was driving home, listening to the post-game show. And all right, next up, Adam Klug.
He's never accidentally unmuted like some of the other reporters.
Is there going to be a pitch limitation on Denelson Lamet? Yeah.
Yes.
That was what I do remember the one you're talking about. I asked about the restrictions for Lamet, and he Now, in fairness, I asked him a yes or no question, and he gave me a yes or no answer, but...
Yeah, no.
Journalism school guys should know not to ask yes or no questions. Or you're getting a yes or no answer.
It didn't seem like he wanted to expound on that one. Somebody, you know what? I didn't follow up.
Somebody just tweeted in, maybe my favorite tweet of all time, Adam's mic sounds like his pictures.
What are you talking about?
A little far away and grainy. You're a little far away and grainy on an iPhone right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You didn't take them? But you posted them.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't post those things.
Incredible. Well, listen. Why are you here? What are you doing?
I am running the board for coach today.
Oh, you are?
9 to noon.
Coming in early.
Special early edition.
We're hearing a lot of our Padres fans out there saying Jace Tingler needs to change the lineup, shuffle things around.
He has been changing the lineup.
You're the manager of this station. Do you ever feel the need to change the lineup a little bit? Like, have us bat second one day?
There are mornings where I'm just like, why are these guys even on the air?
Fair enough. Us
they
too.
Need a day. Let's give them a day. Well, maybe we'll have them pinch hit later in the day.
What would be
You'd
funny
come
is
for
if
one
you,
segment on
no, no.
And Chris.
You made me come to work, but you said, just watch. Like, Manny, I've come to work, but I won't say anything. I'll just...
You're just tracking.
I'm just tracking.
Once he's taking a blow, he's here if we need him.
Can we do a late scratch like Trent Grisham?
The late scratch.
Hopefully, we don't need Woods today. He's there. If the show is close at the end of the show, we might bring him in.
I'm just sitting on the couch the whole time.
Do I get questioned before the day even begins? Is Woodsy available today?
Yeah, he's here. I mean, you know,
I prefer not to use him, but
if I have to,
I mean, if we have to bring him in, he's there. We
got to get him off his feet.
I got to be off my feet. I need to be on my feet more. That's the problem.
Why is baseball the one job where we do this? That no NFL play.
Hey, once a week.
We're just going to give Tom Brady. He's healthy. We're just going to give him the day this week. Just to. They never give the guy.
He's been getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Gigantic human beings have been crushing him.
I guess in basketball they do the load management thing.
I'm telling you this. If you have any doubts about that, drag your old ass out to fantasy camp. Play a 9-inning game and see how you feel the next day. You have actually there's younger guys out there that are healthy guys that are like, I forgot how much every muscle in my body aches from this game of baseball. I spent half the time standing around. It is just, there's something about it, man.
About 2 years ago at this point, all of the sales reps and myself from 97.3 The Fan, we went out to Petco Park. It was after the season ended, so there was no game going on. It was after the season, but they let us go onto the ballpark. We got to walk around the field, and they let us take batting practice.
Yeah.
So I stood in there and took, I don't know, 10 or 15 hacks. And the next day, I felt like, oh, my God. And I'm young, and I'm in pretty good shape, and that's just from 10 or 15 swings.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Tommy Pham is taking 200 hacks before the game.
Right.
Even starts, according to Jay Stingler. That's way too much. If Jay Stingler should be doing anything, it should be telling Tommy, no batting practice today. You know what? I want your first swing to be the first time you get up in the game today. Just give it a break, man. You know how to hit. You'll figure it out. Stop overthinking everything in the cage. If he says anything, that's what I want to hear from Jay Stingler, at least about Tommy Pham.
And I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Phoenix Tree Roden says, will 97.3 The Fan switch over to have the Padres on Odyssey locally instead of the national feed? We do that every day. I get a lot of questions about that. If you're in
About streaming the games?
Yeah, you can stream the game on the Odyssey app, correct?
You can absolutely stream the games on the Odyssey app.
I do it all the time.
So, and I do as well. Here's the big issue that a lot of people don't understand, and it's even difficult to explain to them. It doesn't depend on where you are physically located. First and foremost, there are MLB regulations. We can only stream Padres games within the San Diego market.
Right.
Secondarily, even if you are physically in the San Diego market, like physically, it doesn't matter where your physical location is. It matters where your IP address for your internet provider is or where the cell tower is for your cellular signal. And there are people who might be physically located right outside the stadium,
yeah,
but their cell tower for their cell service is in Arizona. And because of that, they're not able to stream the games.
So that's
it's
why.
It's difficult to explain. It's difficult to comprehend, but that's the answer.
Write your congressman. And by your congressman, I mean Rob Manfred. Tell him to figure out how to get baseball games in your ears and in front of your eyes. That has been the problem with baseball. And I know that some ratings were up. That Padres-Dodgers series, the numbers were huge, massive. That's great. We love that. Imagine how much better they could be if you're not blacked out locally, if you're not blacked out in L.A. It could be huge.
I'm curious to see what the national numbers are going to be like on Sunday night when the Padres play their first Sunday night baseball game and God knows how long that they've been featured on ESPN. And then Paul was saying earlier, this is going to be their first dual broadcast. They're going to do the StatCast broadcast as well. So you get two different options. You get the regular, the Matty V, A-Rod broadcast, or Jason Benetti, Mike Petriello,
Eduardo Perez. And,
yeah, doing a StatCast version if you like to go inside the numbers. Or probably what I'll do is flip back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I want to see
how it
goes.
Get a flavor of both of them. But I'm wondering, is this going to move the needle? There's a reason why the Padres haven't been on ESPN. And it's not because ESPN hates San Diego or, you know, Matt Vasgersian doesn't ever want to come home. It's because they don't think the Padres, until this year, have been able to move the needle. That obviously has changed. There was a lot of attention given to that series last weekend across the nation. I wonder if that will, you know, hype up and whet the appetite for baseball viewers in Kansas and in Florida and even in New York to stay up. That's a, what, 7:30 start will be on the East Coast, 4:30 here in San Diego and in Los Angeles on Sunday. Will people be staying up on Sunday night in Boston and in Atlanta to watch the Padres and the Dodgers. I think that rating is going to be a very interesting number when it comes out.
You and me both, man. And again, it's something that I wonder, you know, if they'll talk about in the CBA. Making the game more accessible, that's something that needs to happen.
By the way, glad after last night that it will not be Chris Panik and it will be Joe Musgrove getting that start.
I will say that I know that we're all here in San Diego and so we live this, but I felt like the national perspective and the attention that Padres-Dodgers got last week was absolutely fair and more than I expected. I mean, to the point where I think it was Friday of last week on PTI, the very first topic they did was Padres-Dodgers and how big of a series it is. And that's just a regular season series. Like, it's not even reacting to something that happened. It was talking about something in baseball before it happened nationally.
Yeah, Rome, I know he's based down here, but, you know, leading off his show multiple times this last month with Padres and Padres-Dodgers. That's going, of course, to the whole country. That's not just us here. People are talking about this baseball team and especially the rivalry with the Dodgers that starting tomorrow renewed.
On Monday, it just sucks, though, that a game as epic as last Friday ends at, you know, 3:15 a.m. on the East Coast. You're like, oh, God.
There's just no way. There's just no way. I don't know how guys like Major Garrett do it, you know, living out there and knowing he watched every pitch.
You know, I grew up in Atlanta and as a Braves fan, obviously, and when I was young, the Braves played in the NL West. I don't know.
That's right. All the starts were late.
Braves, Giants growing up, and the game started so late, I couldn't watch them.
Now, Julio Jones plays here.
He does.
On 97.3 The Fan. He does.
Matt Ryan
plays here. I wonder who... You see how he sneaks in all his Atlanta teams?
Dominique ball here.
Spud Webb dunks here on 97.3 The Fan. I couldn't name you one Atlanta Hawk. Not one right now.
Atlanta Hawks.
All right, Ben, can you name one?
Tough one.
Paul, can you? Don't look it up. I know Adam can. He's from Atlanta. Can anyone in this room on a sports radio show name one
Atlanta Hawk?
I hate this bit, but I love it.
Joe Johnson on the team.
Joe Johnson? Sounds familiar.
Does Adam even know? No, Adam knows.
He knows. You know, right?
I watch every game.
You do?
Yeah.
You're doing Zooms? Oh, man. My wife barely lets me watch the Padres.
There's an obvious.
You watch your Yankees every day.
I really don't anymore.
Really?
I really don't. Trey
Young.
Never heard of him. All right.
Okay,
so
I know Trey Young.
We'll be back
tomorrow. The Clippers send Lou Williams to the Hawks recently?
They did.
I remember that one. All right, there you go. Lou Williams.
Lou Williams and Trey Young.
Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Now you're looking things up. That's it for us.
That's it.
Great show. Even without guests today on a Wednesday, Coach John Quintero coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan, baseball at noon.